You're listening to the Carol Cox Show on 1080 AM K108.
Good morning. Welcome to the Carol Cox Show. Another beautiful day here in Honolulu. And I want to say congratulations to the Republican Party, Mr. Charles DeJoux. I think the voters spoke. And a really interesting thing is he didn't just whip one Democrat. He beat two. When have you heard of that happening in a Democratic state? Things must be changing, folks, or I don't know. My crystal ball is kind of cloudy right now. I got to do some polishing on it, but sure sends a interesting message. But anyway, if you'd like to call in and talk about that, the elections or whatever, I'll leave an open mic for you. 524-1080, and you can pick up this subject at carolcox.com, CarolCox.com. And what goes on here is quite interesting. National news is speaking about it, and we're in the spotlight. Maybe not the light that the Democratic Party wants us in, but the strategy, as we've always suspected, will be Hanabusa. We know that Dan Inouye wanted, the Emperor Inouye wanted Colleen Hanabusa to win, and so does Jeff Stone. All of her handlers want her to win. And they're going to do that, and that's why they didn't let her step out of the race. Didn't speak to her record. Didn't speak to her issues. Ed has issues, too. They all do, but when someone is handing us a person, propping them up, this is the consequences. And what goes on is that the emperor has spoken, and he supported Hillary Clinton. Dan Inouye did, and Colleen supported Clinton. And but funny thing, in her commercial, she was going to go work with Obama. But that's not the strategy here. But hey, my hat's off to everybody that voted for her. And voting is one thing, and turning a blind eye to her actual record. I think you're cheating yourselves, but that's between you and the voting God. So anyway, what I wanted to talk about here recently, on the 22nd of April, we've talked about food, fish, consumption of fish that was contaminated with salmonella in a year and 2 years ago. And I'm always concerned that we the consumer, are being duped, and we're being sold things that are unfit for human consumption. Not only human consumption, unfit for animal consumption, in my opinion, when it is contaminated, as you will see some of the reports, as I've shown in my program in the past. Now, this involved specifically, DOH confirms cases of salmonella related to eating raw tuna. Dr. Chiyomi Fukino failed to tell. Her main interest was to protect the retailer. To heck with you, the consumer. Her main thrust in this press release. Now, she wouldn't tell us where this product was sold and where people gotten sick. So I went out and put my ears to the track and beat the bush, and because I feel it's important that you as a consumer should at least know and be able to use your own discretion where you go to eat, or whether you eat that or not. Well, what I did in the last, and I tried to interview Dr. Fukino, and she flat out refused. She granted TV stations an interview because, and the newspapers, they're going to carry her word and her spew. So she doesn't feel challenged, and, you know, everybody's glad hand. Oh, thank you, doctor. But the reality is she lied. She withheld information, knowing people got sick, knowing the potential that other people could have been sickened by this nasty fish, which had salmonella. They had knowledge of it already, both she and the federal government. But instead, they told you confusing information. Well, if you live in IL or shop in IL at the Pearl Kai Shopping Center, 98199 Kamehameha Highway in IL, there is a store called Kuru Kuru, K-U-R-U Sushi. In their investigation, Dr. Fukino knew exactly that at least five cases had been reported from people separate individuals that were there and had consumed in their trace back investigation, which is, that's what they call it. They don't just call it an investigation. They call it a trace back investigation. And basically, you go in and a person notify you that they're sick. And then you ask them, what did you eat? And they tell you, and where did you get it from? Well, it came back that Kuru Kuru Sushi. Now, I tried to contact Kuru Kuru Sushi on many occasions here, telephoned them for Lance Yamamoto, is the one of the owners and managers. There's a Tetsuo Goto, is the CEO and director. Mieko Goto is the president and secretary, CFO and D. But they come under the parent company, Ginshari, G-I-N-S-H-A-R-I. I stopped in yesterday to speak with Mr. Lance Yamamoto, and he refused to speak to me. So I'm saying to you, the consumer, if you frequent that place, use your own discretion, make it your own effort, whether in your own decision, whether you eat there or not, but just know that Dr. Chiyomi Fukino knew of the facilities and the retailers that were selling this material, and they've traced it back that it came to, as we've always said, this one was Indonesia. And the providers of that poke, and it was, they report eating spicy ahi poke. Spicy ahi poke is what they are associating the sicknesses with. And their onset dates, the consumption in that time was about March, early March, 2 weeks into March to late March, the end of March. And she knew this. And there are a few others, and I'm still out beating the bush. I'm talking to a couple of our employees at these, some of the big chains that we suspect we know, but I don't want to come out and say it without having specific information. But I have been contacted by a couple of the workers from a couple of the bigger stores who has informed me, and they're going to get specifics because they believe that when Fukino did this this press release on the 22nd, they were horrified that a state health department director would outright lie and conceal, and the only concern she wanted to talk about was she wanted to be fair to the retailers. Now, some of the things... Fukino knew that there were 28 cases, but in her press release she said that in Honolulu the State Department of Health has confirmed 10 cases of illnesses occurring on Oahu caused by Salmonella paratyphi B, infection relating to eating previously frozen internationally imported raw ahi. Didn't say anything about carbon monoxide treated, but just know that they're one and the same. So she was very careful not to mention that. So, again, why was she not releasing this information? Well, she said that 10 cases in Honolulu, and as of April 12, 2010, there were 13 laboratory confirmed cases with the same paratyphi B pattern in five other states. So let's add this up now. You had 10 and 7 in California, 17, 2 in Maryland, 19 Pennsylvania, 2, so it's 21 in Massachusetts. So they knew, Chiyomi Fukino knew, that there were 28 cases of illnesses, but she reported in her press release that there were a total of 24, but being specific to name here in Honolulu, 10 of them, but she was general, didn't say where, what region, on the west side, in Kailua, Hawaii Kai, to conceal from anyone like myself who would bother to go, because the media don't have time to do this. This is just a, who would, you know, you wouldn't get a big story out of this because it's just people getting sick and having diarrhea and possibly, depending on the circumstances, could die from this. But you wouldn't want to do a complete story on this. You just want to take Fukino's statement. And she, by the way, the only reason she comes out with this is because they know they don't want to be caught as 2 years ago we exposed them for hiding and covering up a cluster of illnesses that consisted of 35 people, which they denied initially and was watering that down. Now, through all of this, I'm told by some of the employees of these companies, and I won't say which company, but at Kuru, for example, I'm told that Nishimoto's trading company and DMM Inc. is some of the providers of some of the imported tuna. Now, I don't know if the dollars of a greater concern or these companies should think about the health and welfare of the people. Do they think that we would stop eating this fish if they were to tell us that it had salmonella in it? And if we stop eating it, then would that probably, I'm wondering if they think it would probably impact their budget or their profit? I don't know. But it seems that they did this. Now, going back to Fukino's statement. Now, she gives us technical information as if a seven-year-old or a young teenage mother, a mother, and a senior is going to get involved and understand things such as this. Salmonella typically causes diarrhea, maybe bloody. That is often accompanied by abdominal cramps and fever. Symptoms typically begin with 1 to 4 days, within 1 to 4 days after exposure to the bacteria. Although for Salmonella paratyphi B, incubation may be longer, from 5 to 7 days. Infants, persons with poor underlying health, and those with weakened immune systems, Salmonella can invade the bloodstream and cause life-threatening infections. Anyone experiencing these symptoms after eating raw fish, meat or poultry, should seek medical attention. Healthcare providers are asked to obtain stool cultures for any person with consistent symptoms and report positive results for Salmonella infections. Now, this is her press release in April 22nd. But they knew this was occurring early on in March of this year. But they don't send out a medical alert till April 15th. And I have very suspicious concerns about that. I believe that the only reason she sent me a medical alert is because I asked for one. But if you were doing an investigation and you're bothering to put all this technical information and how deadly and life-threatening it could be, you would think an immediate medical alert to the doctors and medical facilities to monitor, especially in IL. So here this thing starts about in, let's say, first 2 weeks of March, and that would give us about the 10th or 14th, 15th, and a month later she sends out a medical alert. This lady has all of our best welfare. She's concerned with it, apparently. I'm being facetious, but this is Dr. Fukino. This is this administration, which is horrendous when it comes to openness and transparency and honesty to people. Now, out of all of that she said, and she goes on to say, thorough cooking in her press release. Now, thorough cooking kills Salmonella bacteria. Whoopee. That's pretty good. Didn't know that. But for more information on Salmonella, go to hawaii.gov/health. I don't know if she had the chance to eat some of this and that it affected her brains or thinking, but the issue is people got sick from eating raw, spicy ahi. So why in heck would she bother to tell them that you can kill salmonella by cooking it? Why don't you say people in this category and just in general avoid eating raw, spicy ahi? That would eliminate it. To heck with the cooking. So it is shameful. And she said on TV, and I've seen many things that go by with the politicians and their appointees, but she takes the cakes, folks. 524-1080, 524-1080, if you'd like to call in and have a comment or what have you. But I am absolutely stumped on this one, why she would, Dr. Fukino, would actually go out of her way and look the public in the eye and warn them about the severity of eating contaminated fish with carbon monoxide, salmonella, what have you, and then turn around and hide. I know factually that if a store was selling something personally and someone had gotten sickened or injured, that I would want to know what store, and I would use my discretion. Do I want to take a chance? Do I want to have a Vegas moment and gamble with my health or with my family's health? I don't know where this thinking comes from, but apparently there's a couple of the bigger stores that Fukino is covering for and hiding for. So I would, as it relates to politics, I would like to have heard my dear friends, Mr. Case, Ms. Hanabusa, Mr. DeJou, tell us that they would get in the office and they would break the arm of anybody that lied to the public in a capacity as Dr. Fukino. I don't mean fire them. I mean, they need to be taken out to the woodshed and taught a lesson that when you have public trust and you have the public's welfare, you don't sit there and tell them on TV and in print that you're concerned with the retailers and the impact that this would have on the retailers of this product. You have to strike a balance. I don't mean you want to destroy a company, but on the other hand, if they're selling fish that you suspect and have documented is contaminated, they don't need to be in business selling that product. So it goes back to, we had a discussion, and it was a public discussion about, we don't have enough inspectors. I can give you an army of inspectors today, and you wouldn't see anything improve, because if you have the director sitting there lying and covering up and shielding retailers, you're never going to get anything. So give us more tax dollars, and we can hire more inspectors. You won't find a single case where they've stepped in and prosecuted anyone, taking any action. But the remedy for fixing this is we don't have a large enough staff. So exponentially, if we hired 10 more inspectors and they went out and found 10 more incidences where it posed a risk to the, you'd have 10 more press releases of lies, cover-up, and concealment on the part of the director. So don't be fooled by the fact that and the representation that they need more people. Actually, we need less. We need one honest administrator. And I use that term, honest, because when I went to talk to Dr. Fukino, I have been on this subject. I think I can qualify as an expert. And in fact, I know I do. I got a big head here today. I think that I am an expert because I have followed this. I'm the one who uncovered it. I put this thing to bed and wake it up in the morning and see that what new changes. She wouldn't grant me an interview. I sat in her office for 45 minutes waiting to have an interview because the other media were there meeting, and then she was, the young lady says, well, she'll talk to you when she's done with the others. And I sat there, then she sent out her staff and says, why are you here? Well, I'm here because I was waiting for an interview. Oh, we didn't have any idea of that. She's done with granting interviews. Well, can she call me on the phone and I can ask later at a later date? She didn't want to talk. So if you really want me to go looking, Dr. Fukino and any of you out there, close the door in my face. I don't know what's in my DNA, but the sound of a closing door sets me off. I get that. I think I'm part Tasmanian devil. When I hear that door starting to close, I walk away. And that I have spent several weeks talking and walking and meeting with, just watching the store clerks and just simply asking them, hey, have you guys, did your store have anything? And then I struck out and here and there, and then I got lucky. And it says, oh, yeah. The health department was at our shop. The federal government was at our shop. Yep. But we're told not to say anything. So that is what you get, Dr. Fukino, when you close the door and make me sit for 45 minutes and then deny me an interview. I don't need to ask any questions when there's thousands of people out there that are truthful and honest. All I just need to be is have that Vegas moment, get lucky enough, and find them. And the average citizen is honest. And they don't want to be party to a practice of selling nasty fish. So I'm going to take a break here for a minute and 524-1080 when we return. If you got any topic you want to talk about, give us a ring.
Through the waste.
We're back. Welcome to the Carol Cox Show. If you're just joining us, 524-1080. And this is just one example of what it's all about, the watching and becoming nauseated. I don't know what it feels like to eat fish contaminated with salmonella, but I was about equally as nauseated watching these political advertisements and, you know, Ed Kaysen do this. Charles DeJoux won't do that. Colleen Hanabusa is going to do everything. And we didn't hear a single issue. We didn't task them with telling us one single thing that they would fix. They either understood that it was broken or why the other guy couldn't fix it. And they would, if they got in, they would fix it. But the other guy is getting money from the mainland, and he shouldn't be getting it. I should be the only one to get money from the mainland. And he hired a person that worked for Blagojevich. So that means if your boss is stealing and shoots someone down at Kmart and robs him, then you work for him. So when the business closes and you go and put in for a job somewhere else, that means that you're as guilty too, because your boss was convicted of a crime or being accused of a crime. So, folks, I've seen some things that go down before, but I'm going to tell you, if you want to gauge how smart you are, and you know, a lot of us, we're too old to go take the SAT. And I would say, for us, we just need to look at our VAT, our voting aptitude testing. We fall for the dumbest stuff that I've ever seen in my life. We don't even tax the guys with the stand-up. We should be able to just push a button and say, that's it. I don't even want to hear from you. I don't care what party you're in. But speaking of parties, we go back to this fish. Lingle was excited, man, and they won. But I'm sitting here looking and going, but we lose, because it's just going to be more of the same. And we all go out and we're going to vote in. Let's write in a candidate. Let's step up to the plate. We don't need DeJoux. We don't need DiGiorno. We don't need nothing. We don't need a Colleen Hanabusa. We should ask for a sentence on her part to make sure that she takes care of the Waianae Coast and spend her time as the czar of getting those things done that she was supposed to get done, like the landfill, not on behalf of Jeff Stone, but on behalf of the people, like the streets, the roads, like having a two-way entrance, not one that you can call someone up at midnight and have them come down and open the gate for the second road. Let's look at the crime. Let's look at the drug use there in Waianae Coast. Let's look at the white-collar crime in government, in city government, in state government. I want to hear someone pound their chest and beat up on themselves and say, this is what I will do. You know, have that big P emblazoned in their chest. Super politician. I'm not going to buy into any of this. I don't care. So let's start thinking. And I hear there's people talking, well, you know, Hanabusa did this and Ed didn't do that. I would say to you, give them a ticket to go to nowhere. Because we're sitting here, the real things that matters. You got a director that was appointed by Linda Lingle. It's her vision, who is protecting retailers who import fish that is contaminated, sells it to you, and then in turn, some of you get sick, and a lot of you may have gotten sick, but because you probably attributed to something you ate, but not attributing it to fish, because the fish you eaten is, you don't know that it's imported and was processed in a facility that does not meet HACCP standards or cleanliness standards for the people that handled it, or the people that went to the bathroom and didn't wash their hands, or the people that, while cleaning the fish, also was cleaning a turtle and had the feces or the fecal matter on that, or you don't know that they also clean a goat or a cow on the same butcher table and left the fecal matter there and causing salmonella. You just don't know. Or the same bucket that they had down in that facility, they also carried milk in it, goat milk or what have you. You don't know. But we're going to send a politician to the mainland, and they're going to represent us. But then the people we appoint here, the guard dogs, are the ones that supposed to have our best interest, the sentries, sit here and lie to us and withhold information. So if, in fact, we want something from our government, you know, write the TV stations and tell them, look, respect us. I just took the VAT, the voters' aptitude test, and I pass it pretty high. And I think that this is stupid. I know you're making money on selling these commercials and the commercial time, but can you give us a little respect? Can you look at these and say, because if you take, for example, if you wrote a letter to the editor, they screen them and they process them to see if, in fact, the truth is there and what have you. And they'll reject your letter or they'll modify it. Or if they do an article with you involved in it, they'll look at it and get your statements and twist them or what have you. So why wouldn't they do that with the commercial? Okay, does this commercial have facts? Don't have factcheck.org or someone do it. The TV stations should task themselves, because they are serving the public. They are the fourth layer of government, some say. So we need to look at the entire process. But for me, I think this is probably one of the worst. We never saw a single issue, and boy, does Hawaii have issues. We didn't hear a straight talk about the economy, and boy, are we in a sump for economy. But I guess I shouldn't, in regards to politics, I really don't believe that I should be too shocked, and maybe it's an overreaction on my part, but because I should not forget that in this town, you can have a mayor who has unfinished business, and boy, does he have unfinished business, but he sits there with this smirk on his face and goes, well, don't ask me yet. I'll let you know. Because you need me. I'll let you know if I'm going to run for governor. But I haven't made any statements yet. Where would that be tolerated? But that's consistent with the dumb commercials you see. You understand? That is the nature of this beast. We tolerate. We, the voter, tolerate. We have a low score on the VAT. And we're into this party partisan nonsense. And at the end of the day, guess who gets the screw? You might understand all the little games and what have you, but at the end of the day, you got people in office that will sit there and promise you, when Lingle said she was coming in, she would in turn have people get away from the good old boy, the old boy network. Going to have transparency, what have you. And the transparency, whether it's the landfill, it's been a concealment of the issues. The landfill, they rushed and they gave a citation here recently to the landfill. There are bigger issues at the landfill. There are issues where they've used reportedly the improper liners in the landfill. And then the newspaper recently came out and said that the punishment didn't fit the crime. It was too excessive. When in fact, if it was excessive, they fined them the $2.8 million they represented in that article. They never paid $2.8 million. What happened, if you go back to look to the Carol Cox Show, you will find that we presented documentation. We filed a lawsuit. Had to file a lawsuit. Couldn't get public records. wanted to charge us $650 or more just to have them to look at the records. And in turn, the newspaper gets it and say there was the punishment was too excessive. When in fact, they didn't pay the $2.8 million to date. We don't know what they paid. They never came out and cleared it. They've had numerous inspections over there at the landfill, but the inspections go unaddressed because they're conducting an investigation. Once they conduct an investigation, the way the legal administration handles these things, we're on the mode of conducting an investigation, so therefore we can't disclose anything. But the newspaper gave an account that it was too excessive by saying because they deviated from the management and the city deviated from the plans of building the berm at the landfill. No harm, no foul. The problem is, if you know geological sloughing and what have you, newspapers and all, thank God we haven't had any damage, because if that toll gives, you're going to see a shifting and you're going to have trash and, God forbid, the people downhill or the traffic coming through hopefully don't occur when the traffic is going in there, when there's a backup and the mound doesn't slip, or the workers that work in there at the scale house and in the management office. So don't tell people that everything's okay and the fines are excessive. And I talk about that because the relevance is somewhere in the scheme of things, we have lost it. We have lost control over our common sense, our ability to just sort through things, and we grab hold of issues. Well, I think DeJew will do this, and he's not going to go up there and work with Obama. But you got Democrats that don't want to work with Obama. He's going to do everything to undermine Obama. Well, you got Hanabusa, who sat here and fought him, and you got Dan Inouye, who sat here and made foul statements about him when he was campaigning. But we, on the other hand, as voters, should be concerned with all of that and say, come to us as voters with a logical, intellectual bag of facts and tricks, but stop tricking us, you know. That's the debates. I suspect that they have the questions already. And the response, some of the questions are planted. So we really didn't see a real, does not reflect what is really going on behind the scenes. So now we're poised to, I'd like to hear from some of you out there who you think, what's going to happen. Do you think Hanneman is going to jump into the race for Congress and challenge DeJew because he might be stronger of a candidate? Dan Inouye might think that he's stronger. And the funny thing is that all of this is happening. I don't understand how we, the voter, can fall for it. Are they poisoning our water, or laden our water and food with a drug that causes us to think kind of slow? I mean, we seem to have good arguments, but at the end of the day, we get the same results. The same people, the same party, partisan politics, and the independents are the little guy, quote, little guy, can't get airtime, can't get the commercials. We only talk about the three grand guys, and so, therefore, we all walk away. We don't know what was available to us. But anyway, that is just some of the things, and back to the fish, and this is called the Carol Cox Show Scattergory. With the fish, I hope to get back to you in a week, 2 weeks. However, some, as I said to you earlier, some of the employees are working for some of the stores that, and they want to make sure that that they get their facts straight before they provide me any insight. But I will let you know what stores, and maybe you can ask. And again, one store that I have confirmed that was Kuru Kuru Sushi. They're in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. The state knows that at least five people were sickened by from eating raw, spicy ahi that was contaminated, they suspect, with salmonella. That's where the report was. And we will see what happens with that. But also in the paper today, if you look, there's an article on the land dumping in the river there at Maili'ili Stream. And there's one claim there, and I must, the Star Bulletin was made an erroneous statement saying that the birds were there and came only because they illegally dumped the material and that created habitat. And then this morning the advertiser suggests the same thing. Let me tell you emphatically that when I was here as a special agent, I personally documented more than 21 years ago, which was my job to enforce endangered species and what have you, and some of the representation in some of the news articles was that these birds were attracted there. These birds have been found there for eons, for centuries, since time. And to suggest that any act on the part of the city, an illegal act on the part of the city, contribute to the well-being and the presence of these birds is completely erroneous. And you can go and look at various studies and various permit requests at Lu'ulu'ulei, for example, that would tell you and show you there's been mitigating efforts and concerns about the presence of the Hawaiian stilt, the kaloa, and the coot, and the galanu. So I don't know where they're getting their information from, but again, those birds have been present there forever. And the other big lie that's being told is that they did it to build a road. Doesn't matter what they did it for. It was illegal, and a testament to that, a testimony to that, is that it was illegal, is the fact that they're having to clean it up. So you would think they would get some accolades, or if it was to create habitat and these birds are endangered, you would think the federal government would say, well, great, you did a good job. Well, why don't you go up the stream a little further and do the same thing? Well, that didn't happen. But the willingness on the part of the city to openly state that they did this to build a road is just simply an outright lie. And this is consistent with our future governor, Mr. Mufi Hanneman, or our future congressman or whatever. What is happening is that it speaks to his lack of caring and understanding for the environment, the environmental issues. Here in the state, he fought the EPA, or is fighting the EPA on Sand Island treatment plant. We have numerous violations in other places, and he fights. And in this one here, at Maili Stream, you have it there. So that is the problem with all of this. And what we need to do is the next time the campaign starts, let's just ask them to sit down and walk you through. Just take one situation and have them to describe to you specifically how they would address it. Let's see that occur just one time, whether it's getting all of the parking lots paved and what have you. Let's see if they will demonstrate and let them tell you. Some of you remember that $500,000 cleanup project, planting the plants in the Alawai River. That was supported by Mufi Hanneman. Where are the plants at? Is the Alawai Stream or canal clean now from the plants? Isn't it interesting? You see no plants over there, and the stream is still filthy, and you still got the signs warning, but we spent $500,000. So thank you for joining me, and you can pick up and see some of the pictures and what have you, and other write-up at carolcox.com on the Kuru Kuru Sushi, and I will be pursuing this more. So, aloha, and thank you. See you next week.
Listening, and tune in again next time for the Carol Cox Show on K108. This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dot.